In the book of Mark, chapter 5, we see Jesus stepping out of a ship, when immediately there met him a man with an unclean spirit. And as the devil is, so often, just when we're about to take a step, he would attempt to hinder us. I say attempt very strongly, because as seen in James chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." We have the authority, as read in the Gospel John chapter 14 and verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works," hallelujah, "than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." As we continue in this chapter, we see as soon as the man sees Jesus, he ran and worshiped him and began to plead that he be not tormented. Too often we find we, children of God, are the ones pleading in this case. Yes, we need a great prayer life, and certainly God is always our refuge. God is the one and the only whom we need to call on in our time of need. For he said he would be our help in times of trouble. Let's focus for a moment on this moment. As soon as the man with the unclean spirit saw Jesus, he pleaded. How amazing. As seen in Acts chapter 13 and verse 10, Paul speaks to a sorcerer, "O fool of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" This is one way that the devil will try to change God's promises. Be faithful to God's promises. If the devil sees Jesus in you, he has no choice but to beg and to flee. I want to say that again. When the devil sees Jesus in you, he has no choice but to beg and to flee. For the Lord said, "Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates." Again, in another place, he said, "Abide in me, and I in you." Also, he said, "I have crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." Jesus spoke one simple two-letter word, "Go," and the devil went. This is Pastor Jim Rowland of Light of the World Church in Williamsburg, Kentucky. May God bless you.